me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meets, for those of you that are listening, please know that this year there's an option to view this story as video as well. You can check that out on YouTube. Meet Tzvi. Today is his birthday. You could wish him happy birthday. Tzvi turns 11 today, and his parents were taking just him out to dinner with them to a restaurant in honor of the very special occasion. Tzvi was very excited. He already knew what he was going to order because a burger and a hot dog and French fries were his favorite. So no matter what else there was that was available in the restaurant, he knew that that was what he was going to order. When they got to the restaurant and sat down at their table, the waiter came over to the table and said, "Hello, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Louis, and I've worked in this restaurant for many, many years, and I'll be able to help you this evening in many ways." And they said, "Thank you very much, Louis." And he said, "What's the occasion that you're here for?" And Tzvi said, "Oh, we're here celebrating my birthday." He said, "Happy birthday, young man. I'm very happy for you." And he said, "Thank you very much. And what would you like to order this evening? May I make a few suggestions?" And Tzvi said, "Sure, but I already know that I want a burger and a hot dog and French fries with ketchup, please." He said, "That's great, but perhaps you'd like to start with some split pea soup. It's our soup of the day, and I highly recommend it." And the dad and mom and Tzvi said, "Okay, we'll start with split pea soup." And after they ate the split pea soup, they were like, "Louis made good recommendations. That split pea soup was really, really good. May I make some suggestions for your mains?" "Sure. We have delicious turkey and succulent chicken and burgers." He looked at Tzvi and smiled because he knew that that was what Tzvi wanted. Well, everybody ordered what they wanted to eat, and it was quite delicious. And then there was the cake, of course, for dessert in honor of Tzvi's birthday. And then after chatting for a little while, it was time for Tzvi and his parents to go home. So Tzvi's parents asked the waiter if he could please bring them the bill, the check. And so he did. And as Louis walked over to the table and put the bill down on the table, he looked at each of them in the eye, Tzvi and his father and his mother. And he said, "You are the nicest people I have ever met in my life." And then he walked away. And they were thinking to themselves, we're the nicest people he ever met in his entire life. Well, we are pretty nice. Maybe some other customers that come here give him a hard time and aren't so polite. Boy, that feels good. I'm glad that we're the nicest people he ever met. Yeah, that does feel good. And then they overheard Louis putting a bill down at another table that wasn't far from them. And as he put the bill down on the other table, he said to those people, "You are the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life." Tzvi and his parents figured it out. We were all very nice people. Tzvi and his parents were nice people. Those other people were nice people. But Louis wanted a nice tip. So he was using his words to make them feel really good so they would make him feel really good by giving him a lot of money or some extra money in the tip.
Oh.
In this week's Parsha, Parsha Toldot, we meet Yaakov and Esav. And when the Torah describes Esav's relationship with his father Yitzchak, it says, "Vayehav Yitzchak et Esav." Yitzchak loved Esav, Kitzayid Bifiv Virifka Ohevet Es Yaakov. Yitzchak loved Esav. Kitzayid Bifiv. He hunted with his mouth. What did he hunt? He hunted food. And he brought food to his father to eat. And he respected his father by giving him food, and that was very nice. He trapped the animals and brought them to Yitzchak. Or does it mean, like Rashi suggests, that he trapped his father with his mouth? Kitzayid Bifiv. He used his mouth to trick his father and make his father think that he was a different kind of person than he really was. He would say to his father, do you have to take maaser from straw or salt? He wanted his father to think that he was a better person than he actually was. He used his mouth in a way that was trapping. Lewis, in our story, was saying very nice words. Esav was saying nice words. But the words that they were using were being used to trick another person. We have to be so careful with the words that we use, and we have to be mindful that our words are a true reflection of who we are and of how we feel and how we want to act. Let's think of words that we can use in our everyday lives to make other people feel good in a sincere way, because it's good for them, not because we're trying to get something out of it. When we use kind words and make other people feel good, that is using our words in the right kind of way, in the way that words are meant to be used. I hope that we can take this lesson and bring it into our lives every single day in school and at home with friends and with family. Shabbat Shalom.